Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We all have good days and bad, and while circumstances can certainly affect how we view a period of time, our attitude has a lot to do with whether we see God's hand in it or not. If we have a negative attitude, giving into anger, dissatisfaction, doubt, unbelief, pride, and the like, then that becomes the filter through which everything flows. Change becomes intimidating, scary, and unpleasant. Yet if in those same situations we have a positive attitude, turning our attention towards God and choosing to walk in love, peace, expectation, faith, and humility, then we come away with an entirely different view. You see, your attitude affects every situation and circumstance you encounter. In today's message titled, Your Attitude Will Determine Your Blessings, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on the need to consciously choose a Christ-centered perspective on everything. Let's join in.
We need to live with the right attitude to enjoy God's best. We already have God's best, but walking in it is the key to seeing it manifested in your life. Be a blessing to someone, you know. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6 from verse 37 that, Do not judge and you will not be judged. This is Jesus speaking. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's an incredible scripture from Jesus Christ. My friend, what's your attitude to life? See, these verses are some of God's fundamental laws that work in the spiritual realm as well as in the physical world. When we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is established. You know, anything you are obtaining is by obedience to the law that God has set in place. So these are spiritual laws that, if understood and applied, would change your life forever, my friend. Every day, try to see how you can be a blessing to somebody. Everything is based on seed time and harvest. You see, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. And we see this happening day in and day out, every month, every week. We see this happening all the time, every year. Even children know that if day is going to end, night is coming, and the next day it will be. There is a season for winter, there's a season for summer. So these are principles that we see and experience every single time. So just as we give seed into the ground to receive back multiple seeds, because if you will plant something, you are expecting a harvest, and you will get multiple seeds than you planted. So it is with everything we give. You give and you receive. And if you give a blessing, you are going to reap blessings. That's the principle. What's your attitude, my friend? If you give prayer for health for other people, you will reap health for yourself. This is how the kingdom of God works. Whether it's money, whether it's possessions, or an emotion such as love or hate, prayers or our time, we will reap a harvest on whatever we give. That's assured, because as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. Therefore, your attitude to life will determine your blessings. How are you approaching life? God is our source, but God uses people. For example, if we pray for finances, God is not going to counterfeit currency and put it into our wallets. That's not going to happen. He will use people to get the money to us. So it is not always as simple as praying for money and receiving it the next minute or the next day. We need to believe the Lord hears our prayers. He hears and answers our prayers. And then pray for the people He's going to use to deliver the answer. That could be our employers. That could be people we know. That could be people who buy our goods or any number of people. And that's the principle that works that I'm talking about. Every day, look for people to bless. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You may have to call someone and encourage them. Do so. Write an email. Write a text message. Put a post on Facebook that will bless people. Do something to be an encouragement, to be a blessing. And when you walk in those areas, I'm telling you, you are thankful for everything God has done and you are living to be a blessing, you will start experiencing the best of God in this life. The good things of God will overtake you. Just like David said in Psalm 23 that your cup will run over. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I'm telling you, the good things of God will overtake you. It will overtake your life. And you will even be surprised. God is there to change circumstances. Opportunities will come to you. Blessings will come to you. Favor will come to you. Doors will open for you. Things will be going well when you are thankful. When you are living to bless people and you walk in love, you are going to see God's best. So let me ask you a question again. What's your attitude to life? Remember, your attitude will determine your blessings. Are you hearing me there? We reap exactly what we sow. The Bible says in Galatians 6 verses 7 to 8 that do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So we receive proportional to the same measure that we give. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. Give and it shall be given to you a good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over would be poured into your lap. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. So this law works on positive or negative things that we sow, as can be seen in the word of God. You see, Luke chapter 6 verse 37 says, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. So what's your attitude to life? Your attitude will determine your blessings. It's a fact. So don't pick on people to judge unjustly or accuse them or to condemn them. Don't pass an unfavorable judgment on people or criticize, find fault with, or condemn people. Jesus commands that God's people must not be guilty of accusing, condemning, criticizing people based on your own judgment or finding fault with others. It's God. If you will judge, you judge by the word of God. Doesn't mean that we don't give constructive criticism. Of course we do, but don't do that in your own judgment, my friend. If all we do is complain, if all we do is criticize, if all we do is gossip or get offended at people, that's a time resource that we are using poorly. And there will be consequences, my friend, because you reap what you sow. I have even come across people who say, I don't believe in sowing and reaping. Well, if you don't believe in sowing and reaping, you just sowed unbelief, and there's going to be consequences for that. Everything works according to seed time and harvest. Because so far as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. If you put a seed in the ground, a farmer putting a seed in the ground will expect a harvest. The one just relaxing and not sowing any seed will not expect a harvest. Have you done negative things in your life? Let me assure you that God is merciful. The negative things we have done don't have to come back to us if we apply the greater law of forgiveness. Because don't forget, God came down in the human flesh to take away our sins. So it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. I'm telling you, there is a greater law, and that's God's greater law of forgiveness. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you know it's in the Bible? It's recorded in 1 John 1:9. Let me read this again. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. He didn't say some unrighteousness. All. So God is merciful. I'm here to encourage you that even if you've done something negative in your life, there is a greater law, and that law is in the blood of Jesus. He cleanses you from all your unrighteousness. All your guilt, all your sins can be forgiven today, and you can start afresh. You see, Galatians 6 verses 9 to 10 says, let us not become weary in doing good. You see, so we need to continue doing it. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So don't give up the good things you are doing. Don't say, I was expecting a harvest the next minute and I haven't seen it, so I'm giving up. Or I'm expecting a harvest 1 week to come, and so I'm going to give up if I don't see it. No, do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. If you will do that, I tell you, you will reap a harvest. And that harvest is going to be more than what you sowed or what you have put in. So there is a new concept here. There's a concept of time. Time is involved. It says, don't grow weary while doing good. Do not be tired of doing good. In other words, what are you sowing into the relationships around you? Are you blessing people? Are you praying for people? Do you care about people at all? Let me ask you this. Or are you very self-centered? Self-centeredness is also sowing, but not in a good way. It says at the appointed time or in due season. So now we have the concept of seasons. My friend, life is composed of or comprised of seasons. I have been through many seasons of different things in my life. I am reaping today things that I sowed years ago. We are in different harvest seasons with life. Some things you sow in life, you reap immediately. But some things take time to grow. The ministry that now is available to me is a harvest of things I was sowing many years ago. Faithfulness, commitment, perseverance. All of these things are creating a harvest in my life. I'm still sowing, but the harvest is overtaking the sowing many times because of faithfulness, integrity, and dedicated activity in the early years that I was actually growing in my Christian life. So I'm still sowing, but the harvest is overtaking the sowing many times. So we are all sowing, but you shall reap if you don't grow weary. You shall reap if you don't give up. You shall reap if you continue to sow. Because in sowing into your future, you will definitely reap a harvest. My friend, your attitude will determine your blessings. So we are all sowing, but you shall reap if you don't grow weary in sowing into your future. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And remember, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So this measure is about our attitude of giving. And that can be referring to the size of the measure or the way that we measure. If we are late in giving something, let's say somebody came to you, they need something, you have it, but you are just delaying. If we are late in our giving, our supply will be late. If we give grudgingly, it will be given to us grudgingly as well. If we give cheerfully, it will be given to us cheerfully. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And let me tell you, see the blessings that will follow. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Hallelujah. My friend, Jesus came to show us how to give. God sent him onto this earth to give his life for us and to cleanse her from all sins and all unrighteousness. If you have not given your life to Christ, this is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.